וידבר השם אל מוישה בהר סיני לאמר. The Torah brings down the parsha from Shvi'is, from Shmita. Sheishon im Tizra Sodecho. ובשונו השבי שבוס שבוסן יהיה לאורץ לסיזרה. So the פוסק says like this: שש שונים תזרה שדך, 6 years work your field, שש שונים תזמר כרמך, ובשונו השבי שבוס שבוסן סודך לסיזרה, כרמך לסיזמר, אס פיח קציר חולי סיק צויר, אס אין ונזירי חולי סיב צויר, והויסו שבס האורץ לוחם לאוכלו. So I heard from someone, I got permission not to say it בשם אמרוי, explained to you maybe later why, but I heard from someone a גבלדיק אבות, the whole פוסוק starts בלושן יוחיד. סוד חולי סיז מויר, קר מחולי סיב צויר, שישון עם תזרה סודךו, וספיח קציר חולי סיק צויר, ינביא עם זה חולי סיב צויר, everything בלושן יוחיד. And then in the sixth פוסוק, והויסו שבס האורץ לוחם, who is לוחם, לכל? סוד חולי סיז מויר, סד חולי סיב צויר, קר מחולי סיב צויר, והויסו שבס האורץ לוחם, לאכלו. Why everything is Beloshen Yochid? When it comes to the Brocha, it became Beloshen Rabbi. I think it's a Shtigel Ore. It's a Shtigel Ore. So they said like this. It's a Gewaldige Wort. When Shmita comes, Hashem says that the land has to rest. The land has to rest. Person gets up in the morning, he sees all the Fry Yidden are working the fields. The whole country is full with everyone working. What, I will not work, I will rest. I think someone will have something from that. There's no purpose for the ganze Shmita. Everyone is working anyways the whole time. Chaval to do it. The Torah is telling us, in Avodas Hashem, you're never allowed to say it like that. This is the worst thing in Avodas Hashem. To say about the crowd, guys, anyway, guys don't come Friday. Doesn't go like that. Every person has to have his avodah. So much people miss Zman Krishma. So much people go to Miron instead of learning. All these kind of things that people pass in their head. All these kind of machshavas. Person has to know the Avodas Hashem is you. When a person does it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael V'Hoyisa Shabbos Haaretz Lochem Lo'Ochlo. But the Avodah is the Avodah for Yechidim. The person can't say, but everyone, it doesn't go like that. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. Kishbuch gives the parsha from Yoivel. So it says in the posuk, "Vasisem es chukoisai perek chofei posuk yudches, v'smishpotai tishmoiru v'asisem oisom v'yeshavtem al oretz lavetach, v'nosno oretz pirio v'achaltem losoiva v'yeshavtem lavetach oleo." Perek chofei posuk yudches. Again, "Vasisem es chukoisai v'smishpotai tishmoiru." ועשיסם אויסום וישבתם על האורץ לבטח ונוסנו אורץ פיריו ואכלתם לסיבה ויושבתם לבטח עולר. So Rashi is עומד על דשינוי הפסוקים ועשיסם אסחו קויסאי ושמשפוטי תשמורו ועשיסם אויסום וישבתם על האורץ לבטח ונוסנו אורץ פיריו ואכלתם לסיבה ויושבתם לבטח עולר. It says twice. So Rashi is Pshat. Rashi says like this. And the first view, Shaftim al Oretz Levetach, Rashi says, Ba'avoin Shmita, you go to Golus. So the Pasuk says, if you will keep Shmita, V'yashavtem al Oretz Levetach, don't worry, you will not be kicked out of this country. Then there's another Zach, that when Hashem gives the Broch and the Peiris of Shvis, V'yashavtem al Levetach Oleo, you know that you will not be kicked out, but maybe you'll starve here. Don't worry, you'll be a lot of fruits. V'yashavtem levetach oleo, you will not daige that you will have batzoiris. You will see the miracles that happened in Shemitah. V'yashavtem levetach. Don't worry, avoid Shemitah is godless. If you keep Shemitah, you know you're safe. But we could be here and starve. V'yashavtem levetach oleo. If you keep Shemitah and you will see that the fruits come, you will know the bracha comes from Hashem. It's the Pashtus. The Rashi learns Pshat. But Reb Saadia Goen learns a different Pshat. This comes together Be'etzem with a big vault of the Orachayim HaKodesh. Want to be masked with the whole Inyan. It's a big Inyan. It's a lot of the Psukim and the Mefoshim here. We'll try to see it Kaseida. The Pasuk is Mamshich. V'chisoyim ruma noichal bashono ha-shvis. Hen loy nizra veloy ne'esef es tfuoseinu. וציוויסי אס ברכוסי לכם בשונו השישיס ואוסו אס התבוע לשולש השונים וזרעתם אס השונו השמיניס ואכלתם מן התבוע יושן על השונו הצ'יס. So all of the מפורשים דורחיים הקודש נשתל על דהורה חיסויים רומן לא יחל בשונו השוויס הילוי נזרע ולוי נאסף אס תבוע סיינו ון השם פרמסס וציוויסי אס ברכוסי. It's משמע that if you will not ask the question, will not be וציוויסי אס ברכוסי. Chisayim rumanoich al bashono ashvis. Hashem promises, don't worry. Vetzivisi es birchosi. Vetzivisi es birchosi. You will have enough. And if you will not ask manoichal, so what will be then? So you will not be vetzivisi es birchosi. So we finish. I'll tell you, there's a tells of old, a very shalfit tells of old here. But let me get first on the tells of old. Yeah, we're going to fi kipshutish on mikro on tells. Yeah. So the Rachaim Hakodesh says pshat like this. He says, the ultimate of Vardok explained it in Madrega Sa'odom. Vardok is given. Siya Bitochen says, was three groups of Klal Yisrael. Was a group of people that they were worried, what will be, you know, you have to keep Shemitah, what to do? What will be? So, the last year, they put boxes and storages. You know, they were so nervous what will have, what to eat. They started to make savings. The whole 7 years, they saved, they pickled the food that will be food in Shvi's. There's another group that they didn't, but they were very worried. Man noichal. Vos will zay? And there's another group that has a bitoch. I will explain a little bit. The Rachaim HaKadosh says like this, if a person will not ask Manoichal, the fruit will take and not grow. If a person will not ask Manoichal Bashono Shvis, will be no extra food. So what they will eat? The Malbim brings down, Oichlim Kimo V'Mizborech B'Me'eyim. Will be one piece of bread, one bite, you'll be full. See, sometimes you come to the dining room. See, some bochim have that bracha, they eat a piece of chicken, they're full. See, some bochim, they need five chickens, yeah? Nebach, I know them, they're talking about good boys, yeah? It's not that they like to eat more, they're not dieting, yeah? They don't have the bracha. They take only get full five chickens, five soups, 20 brogalach, yeah? Let's get it done. They don't have the bracha. Some people have a bracha. One hugger, it's up to the nose. They can't eat more. Try to push it in, it doesn't go. It's a bracha. A person that is not asking, the food will be enough for 3 years. The people that will ask Manoichal Bashono Shvi's, they nervous, was will sein. Shem says, don't, you don't deserve to be nervous, you're tzaddik, they're keeping Shvi's. Shem sends a Mishunadika Brocha in the last year, and the fruit comes out triple for 3 years. guys, look, all the newspapers, look what is going on, Mekachi Shvis, look how much it's growing, all different stories coming, all different stories, look, Nisim and Niflas, what is happening here? The guy Miyad hires thousands of workers, warehouses, trucks, and day and night, they're working 24 hours to happen to, and you know, to plant it, to grow again, because like they're saying, you could happen like four times, you know, to cut so much. Baruch Hashem. Zogdor HaChaim HaKadosh, what happened? The first group, in the sixth year, they worked in the field. Normally, they had a half a day work, 5 days a week, and everything was good for them. Everything was good for these people. 5 days a week. The people that said, Manoichal, they were nervous. Hashem gave them a broche. Now what happened that Hashem gave them a broche? While Hashem gave them a broche for 3 years, these people had to work day and night. And not only the Shana Ashishis. What do you think they do in the seventh year? They go to the warehouses, take out the boxes, change the places, you know, because if not, it can get moldy. Open the windows, close it, change the packaging. They're busy. For 3 years, they're busy. Zog the Altam in Ovaldok, look what happened. The people that didn't have no bitochen in Hashem, they pushed for 6 years, took off little portions, pickled them, and this is what they eat in Shvis. Kind of the mitzvah. People that had bitochen, but they were nervous, was v'zayin, he's sitting and learning in Kolel, but was v'zayin, when I have to marry off my kids, in 3 years when I'm going back to America, was v'zayin, Hashem send them a shefa, because they're learning. But they had to work so hard with the shefa. Person that doesn't ask questions, his life is the best. I say Alamol de Moshel was in Geman learning in Yeshiva for 5 years, was a Mitzuyan Mamish. For 5 years, his wife told him, you know, we have to marry off our kids soon. Was Vazayin. Go out to work. He worked a half a day. He made a poor million, yeah? So, you know, Baruch Hashem, he has to support also Tei a little bit. He worked a little bit more, 10 millions already. Right? Then he works day and night, flies to China, you know, input, output, Hong Kong, all these things, yeah? He's busy doing. Baruch Hashem, he has a good amount of money, comes Shiduchim, he has a Choshev daughter, he wants the best bachur in the. He has to give a couple $1 million now, then he has to make the Chasna and the Hilton, you know, Manhattan, you know, okay, then about the bathroom, Choshevim, Achule. And Mishael Baruch is in a different hole, in a different country, you know, fly here. So, when he comes back from the wedding, he spent like $5 million, he turns over to his wife, Anes, I went out to work. I would never manage to pay this bill. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Shoite, Shoite, Bas Ploini Le Ploini was Arboim Yoim Koidim Yetziras Avlad. And hopefully she found that one that was said to her, because if not, it will not keep, yeah? So this is her Shidduch, this will be hope, yeah? If not, Oyechum Vey. So anyway, this boy will marry her. So if you would not work, and you would be in Koilil, this Bacha will decide he wants a Bas Talmid Chacham. And he'll be masking to marry your daughter anyways. And you would learn. Now what happened? You worked 15 years to give to the whole. Meshuga. That's exactly what happens. Chisayim rumanoichal zogdei rachayim HaKadosh. You nervous? Tzivisi es b'chosi. The guy is so happy. Zashefa. You would not be worried. Oichlim kima u'mizborech b'meyem. Oichlim kima u'mizborech b'meyem. You don't need this. It's only because you were nervous. Because you were worried. But if not, this is what the Altman of Adrik says. It's three madrigas. It's a madriga of a person that doesn't have bitochen bichlal. And he gets exactly only what he does. He puts it aside. It's a madriga for him manoichal. This person with CVC is bichosi, but nebach he has to work. Person that really has bitochen doesn't have to work. So Reb Saadia Goyen explains Pshat in the Psukim. It says like this, Amagim Anozer Akdome. It says Pshat, David HaMelech says, Eso Eina Yelohorin Me'ayin Yovo Yezri. Hezri Me'im Hashem Oise Shomayim Vohoretz. It's like the Razay. David HaMelech said, Eso Eina Yelohorin Me'ayin Yovo Yezri. In the beginning I was in a Madrege, when things were hard, I knew it would be a mess. I looked around, to see, me'ayin yavo yezri, how it will work out. I know it's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but I'm looking, where Then David HaMelech said, no, Ezri mi'im Hashem oizah shamayim v'aretz. I'm not worried. It will work out. I'm not trying to find out what is the Mahalach. The beginning I was in a Madrega, I had bitochen. But Esso ena yelohori ma'ayin yovay Ezri. I'm looking. I know it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. After from Dir it's coming. Esso ena yelohori ma'ayin yovay Ezri. I chap myself. Ezri mi'im Hashem oizah shamayim v'aretz. Zog der Psaad Yegoin ala Pirushi ala Teire, everything he says, it's Merumas in the Pasuk. Vasise meschukoi saibis mishpotai tishmeru vasise moisom vyeshavtem ala oretz lavetach. Zog der ala oretz bishvil shetiftichu bi, everything will be good. And then venosno oretz pirio vachaltem la soiva. Oi chelkimo mizborech bemeheyem. Ve'yeshavtem lovetach aleha. And then you will learn what is bitachon. Miskarov said, Kavel Hashem chazak v'yametz li be'echo. And then when you will see when it will happen, ve'kavel Hashem, you will have a real bitachon. So every time Hashem gives a little bit, when a person starts bitachon, he throws him a little bit crumbs, and if he catches onto the crumbs, it works. He says, Klal Yisrael b'mei Mordechai ve'Esther. They started to dive into Hashem. It was starting to catch, but you know, it was not enough. Hashem threw Kocha Yoseh. Exactly, didn't change, but it was a Kocha Yoseh, yeah? Oh, it looks like things are working out. Vayistez Hashem. Kavel Hashem chazak v'yametz libecho. You kavel Hashem, don't worry. But don't think everything will come right away. Hashem will give you a smile. He will give you a smile. Siddha la'oretz levetach, v'nos la'oretz pirio v'achaltem v'soiva, v'yeshavtem levetach. Aber v'chisayim v'manoichal, then it's no v'achaltem l'soiva. He says, it's mamish the pirush ha'milis of the posuk. And Rashi says it, v'achaltem l'soiva, av b'toicha me'ayim tiye broche. This is the pshutish on mikro. V'asisem eschuko yisai v'ismishpoira tishmoiru, v'asisem oisom, v'yeshavtem al oretz levetach, v'nosno oretz pirio v'achaltem l'soiva, v'yeshavtem levetach aleo. And you will be bali bitochen, Dr. Psaadia. Aber, v'chisayim v'manoichal, v'tzivisi es b'chosi, then it's no v'achaltem l'soiva. I'm telling you, it happens in Yeshiva Bochum. Guy sits and learns Kmo Yishat Zorich, he doesn't need a coffee 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. You see the guy that Taka is Nishnis Boruch B'meyov, yeah? 10 o'clock, he's thirsty. 11 o'clock, he's thirsty. Middle of second Seder, he's thirsty. 11 o'clock, he's thirsty. I'm not saying that we're holding in the Madregas, you know. I'm not sure when you're not hungry, don't eat because, you know, if you're hungry, you don't have the broche. Don't fool yourself. I'm not eating because if it's not happening, it's not happening. But I see myself, when I learn good, I'm not hungry. I can eat a little bit, forget. When I'm learning shvach, I get very hungry. This is the broche kipshute. Oichel kimo mizborech b'meim. You can see it by day. And if you're hungry, you eat, you shmooze, you know, it's how it works. The pasuk is mamshich. Saadi Goyen says, but one klal he says in the pasuk, v'asisem eschukoisai v'esmishpora atai tishmoiru v'asisem oisam v'yeshavtem al ha'oretz levetach. The bitochen only works to a person that does what he has to work, do. A lot of times, and I'm telling you something, I know I want this to keep you forever in your life. I get phone calls after 10 years, 12 years from guys. They repeat over to me the shmooze word by word. And they say, everything we did, we're here in Eretz Yisrael for 3 years, 5 years. Our in-laws wanted to come back. We heard the shmooze. We stayed for another 2 years. They put their wife on the phone. Yeah, my husband wanted to go. And now we don't have what to eat. Where's your shmooze? Rav Saadia goes and says, everything is in this pasuk. V'asisem eschukoisai v'esmishpotai tishmoiru v'asisem oisom v'yoshavtem al ha'oretz levetach. I asked him, you have internet? you can't work. You can't without it, you can't with it. I don't know all these kind of, I don't know if I agree to this. Yeah? So I said, I don't understand. For sure he will not give you the bracha. I'm not saying that a person has to be a tzaddik. But, say, before the internet came, what I told him, you daven krishma in time? No, chutz from them. Hashem didn't promise. But I learned a couple of years in yeshiva, he promised to give me money. Zag dome. V'asisem meschuko yisai v'smishpoira tishmoiru v'yeshavtem la'oretz betach. I'm not saying 24 hours to learn. Everyone in his madrege. Everyone knows inside himself. He davens every day. Bazman. He davens b'tzibu. No. Hashem, listen, okay, but I'm almost there. Almost there works. You don't go to Gehenem. Nothing is so bad. Aber der Aftoche. Everything will happen. You will get everything what you need. You have to keep what you have to keep. And it's not much. But I'm telling you. Because if not, I don't want these phone calls. And I'm telling you, people don't realize it. And why I'm saying it? Because by etzem, I realize all the shmuzim bitochem don't work. Because I speak. And guys, I once decided to find out why it doesn't help. After shmuz, I see the oil of mamash have bitochem. The answer is, the guy say bitochem ayah, bitochem ayah. Lemais, I see it never happens. The answer is, he's not keeping teirah mitzvah, it's moshet tzorich. He could be, he's a guy that has to be kaveitim, could come to speak before he leaves. For you, it's good to learn an hour a day. Kaveitim. And bichlal don't mean to money. I'm not trying to say, be a tzaddik, money will come. Nein. Everyone knows that kavato itim later is one of the questions they ask when you go up to the Shemayim. He doesn't learn every day, no? So he can't. I don't know. So the check also doesn't come from upstairs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. I'm not saying it comes the time you have to do ishtadlus when you left yeshiva. But you will not lose. You will not lose. Hashem gives exactly what you need. Oh, but this is what Sa'adi Goyen says. The posuk made a akdome. And you have to understand why I'm saying that, because if you bez Hashem, you read Shabbos Parshas Behar, you will see, is the whole story on Shemitah, and then the Aftoche comes to have the fruits, v'chimoy noichal, and it's like one paragraph in the middle, like it doesn't make sense. והסיסם משחקו יסי ושמשפרת תשמרו וישבתם לאורץ וסטח ונוס לאורץ פיריו. Why this line comes inside? What is the shaykhus of this line? The Teretz says, this is the line. Not have to worry. But do what you have to do. Bench. Make a brocha. Eat kosher. Not that it says kosher. Kosher. Amos. Check if your mishpacha knows basal becholov, the halachas, what to put on, what not to put on, what to eat, what not to eat. Not to eat by every person that invites you. Everything else works. Pasuk is mamshich. Ki yomu chochicho. Umoto yodo imoch v'ichzakto boi. Ve'echzakto boy. What is ve'echzakto boy? Ve'echzakto oisoy. What is ve'echzakto boy? Ki yomu chochicho v'moto yodoy chofei lamedhei. Ve'echzakto oisoy. Chofei lamedhei, not the first v'chiyomu. Ve'echzakto boy. Ve'echzakto oisoy. So they say from the Chofetz Chaim, Eitz Chaim I l'machazikim bo, l'machazikim oiso. Eitz Chaim I l'machazikim bo. What means? Taim chetech, yeah? Taim chetech. The rest of the mitzvah, right? So Eitz Chaim l'machazikim bo, l'machazikim oiso. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, a person that holds onto a tree, he's holding onto the tree. When you toimech Torah, the Torah is holding you. You're not supporting the Torah. You have a schus that you're supporting the Torah. Chafetz Chaim brings down a famous maise that was a yid. He told it to his edim. It was a whole story, but he told it to his edim. His edim sat and learned. In the old days, the shver supported the edim all of the years that he learned. And the shver was a ganz feiner yid, but he was getting older. So the shviger was pushing that it's time that he will take a job, a rabbonus job. And the edim was one of the gedolim there, and every city was sending ksav rabbonus to him. And he said, I want to learn yet. In the old days, the gedolim only took the shtelas because they didn't have. Shtelas was only because the person didn't have what to eat, so he took a shtelas that he would have what to eat. Not today's fakel. Yeah, but I'm Shana, yeah. So he didn't want to take the shtelas because he wanted to learn. And the shviger was pushing, till when we will support the edim, till when? He said, they told him, next chosh of a job that comes, you have to take the job. And her husband said, who said we're supporting him? Maybe he's supporting us. Kids said, so they pushed it off another year, then another chashev job. So they said yes. So they made up 2 months. In 2 months, the Nechbode HaKol came. Chofetz Chaim said, over this mindset, Nechbode HaKol came to take this young Rav to the city to become a Rav. Came with a wagon, came to the house. He said goodbye to his shver, goodbye to his shviger. And when he walked out the door, his father got a heart attack and died on the spot. And the shviger said, now I understand why my husband said, we don't know who is supporting who. Zog de Chofetz Chaim. Eitz Chaimi l'machazik limbo. Someone, Le'alein, will not be zeicher to sit and learn all of his life. And he'll be only bezeichet to be from Machzikei Torah. I want to tell you a big yesod. A lot of the Machzikei Torah will come to the Shemayim. They will want to get what is muftach to Machzikei Torah. Most of them will not be let into Gan Eden. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. So what do I mean? I gave $5 million a year to tzedakah, the yeshivas. I gave $5 million to the mayor. Oh, no, left. So why? Zog de Chofetz Chaim, you said, I'm supporting Mir. I'm supporting Teire. Then machzikim bo, you machzikim aiso. Of them is nishkan Eitz Chaim. Nice mitzvah. Because Boruch gives chal to every mitzvah. You daven, also get a mitzvah. Davening is one mitzvah. How much words than every davening? 5 million words. You gave $5 million. What's the difference? 3 days davening is more than $5 million. Say the whole Sefer Tehillim 5 times. More. Every word is a mitzvah. Every dollar is a mitzvah. $5 million, This guy, this old guy, says every day 10 times a Tehillim. What weighs more? It's not a Tehillim, yeah? Eitz Chaimi l'machazikim bo. I want to tell you, it's a big nisoyen in life. I have a schus that I machzik Teiro or not. Although I come a lot of times to people that I machzik Teiro. Not that I want COVID. For sure not from them. Some that I come, they put me to sit on top of the table. Do I like to go? Because I know the head of the table. These people are proud that they're machzik Torah, right? It's a good shidduch. It's chayim l'machzikim bo. That was a personal. Ich bin the balabos. I'm giving. Not interested to meet these people. It's chayim l'machzikim bo, not l'machzikim oiso. And I want to tell you, Shteiman said this is the biggest nisayon. Like a person sits and learns, see, it's a horror. You daven, machshav esro is flying the whole time, right? Loads us up one good shvones. Something doesn't let one. Even in the ile, he doesn't let us. Yeah. He really answers Eilik. I have to dive in too long, too short. It's all has all of these. He just doesn't let us have a rain machshove. He's fighting. When you already give tzedakah, he goes to spoil it. Chofetz Chaim says pshat. He brings down from Reb Chaim Moizer. That Reb Chaim Moizer said. The Gemara says and in Ksuvos. Meister bei Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, so ihr euch aber la Chamor und ihr euch in Jerusalem. Hoyo Talmidov me'alchim achrov. Ro ribo achas, she saw a little girl, she saw malaketet soirim, she would pick soirim mi ben gloli behemto shel aravim, from the Arabs, would the animals take out. Sometimes some pieces were not eaten up properly. And kevon shero, she saw a bechem bezakin, he sat for besaro, she put her head inside. The amdalefano, the amole, Rabbi parnaseini, Rabbi, give me something to eat. Amole, biti miat. Amole, bas nakdimon ben girya. Nakdimon, shom do chama be mekoyim, we know. Amole, biti, moment shel beis avicha echon alach. He was so rich. Amolai Rabbi Loika Din Matle Yerushalayim. Not like this, they say Yerushalayim Melach Momen Choser. If you don't give Meiser Tzedakah, you lose your money. Amolai Veshel Beis Chomich Meichon Hoya. Your father-in-law. Moses says, Rabbi Yechon Mazak, he said, I was in the Ksuvah was written, Asreis Alfei Rivevois Din Rezov. Yeah? The father-in-law gave her for Nadi. Amolai Bozze Vechisar Alze. Got mixed together and everything got mixed. Shanakdim ben Gino, the Gemara says he gave tzedakah. As they frank the Gemara. Shanakdim ben Gino, the Yoba tzedakah, what time you are all over Nakdim ben Gino, the Gemara says, Shoyoitsu be basil of Isamedrish, they would put silk on the floor that they didn't have, you know, today it's everything is recovered, the streets are property, but there was sand, right? Choshvid was sand. So they had silk, carpets from silk. But they didn't pick it up. They would leave it and the poor people would come and use it and sell it. Every place that he went was rolls of silk carpets. Zog the Gemara. So he gave tzedakah. One time Zog Gemara, lechvoy de avad. Second time it's, kede avid le lemevad le bo avad. Zog the B'chaim Moizah, he vaded the tzedakah. So what the Gemara means, lechvoy de avad? But the aftoches and tzedakah, a person gives tzedakah will stay rich and bonov and bnei bonov, of them is no aftoch. It's a pachat. Person will give money, but he wants a plaque. You're allowed to have a plaque, but this is what he is doing. If he gives here. Aber das ist nicht. The Petere promises. These are the promises that we have in our parsha. Zog de Chofetz Chaim v'ichzakto boy. Shteiman told someone, the Nisoyen of the Osher is to go around and feel that Nisoyen HaOsher is bigger from Nisoyen HaOni. Chofetz Chaim said this, the Pshat Gemara says, Kol amalim einu min hatzdoke, hari hu ki'ilu eved avedezore. Why is ki'ilu eved avedezore? Avedezore? Zogte, what is avedezore? Me. If a person feels Hashem gave me money to give out, Hashem gave me money, I'm a shliach. So I'm asking you a shayla. If Lama Zogon, a person, he knows a big bad tzdoke, Purim, he gives out his house money. But you know, too much people come, so he puts two people in the door, and everyone goes in, gets a $500. Someone very choshev, he brings it in to him. So after Purim, he hears that guy, some people came and he didn't give him. Doesn't miss next year. In my house, I want everyone that comes in gets. Right? Hashem makes you a multimillionaire. He wants you to give out tzedakah. He tells you, every person that goes, these two people he doesn't like, he doesn't give them. So you're not doing your shlichus. The Torah says it's your money, not my money. Avidizore. Why are you not giving this person? I don't like him. I told you to give out. The Torah says, you don't feel that you're giving my money out. I heard once from a Greiser Rebbe. He said, V'no'al tatzricheinu lo yidei matnas basovodom v'lo yidei alvosom kim liyotcho amleo apsucho akdeisho v'orchovo. So the Rebbe asked, lo yidei matnas basovodom v'lo yidei alvosom kim liyotcho. We don't want matnas besolvadam. V'leni de alvoso. Kim liyotcho. So we don't want to go out to work. We don't want to borrow money from people. What we want is the packages of money will fall from the sky. V'leni matnas besolvadam. V'leni de alvoso. Kim liyotcho. So he said, no, we mean like this. There's three kinds of people that give tzedakah. It's no person, you know, I give. For Pesach, I give. I give. I give to all these. I give. I'm supporting the whole Russia. I give. Lari de matnas besavada. We don't want money from these people. But lari de alvosam. Some people that give, that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they have it into the gdolim. Yeah. So they're laying out money. It's alvosam. They invest. They'll have it in when they want to get a bochur into yeshiva. They buy. They invest. But lari de alvosam. Kim leyotcho. We only want tzedakah from people that feel I'm pushed to shliach of Hashem to give it. Don't say thank you to me. Like you don't say thank you to the guy that's dog, eh? Because the real person, he said, oh, took a bird's dog, a little lamb's dog, and a big guy's dog. Rav Steinman said, people ask sometimes, why when people tell me they get so much schar? It's not fair. You know, I would also love sit and work the whole day, support all the yeshivas. He says he doesn't know if it's 1% that are getting the schar, because the sultan goes into the head. If a person that gives money will manage to give tzedakah, he deserves. He says, the nisoyan of giving tzedakah to mechteira k'mo yishetzorich is the same amount hard as sitting and learning. He said, so don't have tainus on that person that is not doing it, because he's also not doing what you have to do. Don't laugh at all these things that they want, the COVID, and they want to sit at the top table. Moshe, ten gedolim will sit there, you see a gvir sitting there, because he's... Why are you sitting there? Shoite! Shoite, you're worth nothing when you're sitting there. If I can find another small time chokh and put him in a seat also. No, I support this kind of tire. So this gedolim that come, you know, it's not shaykh, you know, I help this, I... It's a damit chochem, it's a puny terror, you're part of it. Postik is mamshich, is kaspecho lo yisita le beneshech, u bemarbis lo yitita nesochlecho. Chazal say, if a person gives ribis, he doesn't get up to tches ha-meisi. It's a famous meisi for Rabbi Kivi Eger, and Pozne was a yid, terrible yid, Russia, it's very close to the government. Forget about it, he didn't give tzedakah, he was malve beribis. Kids, when he died, Chavah Kadisha decided, you know, they told the family, if you want to cover him, the Beis HaKvaros, 500,000 ruble. So Beis HaKvaros is the Yidden. Because he was not true and he was close to the king and this and that, everyone here pays 500 ruble, 500,000 ruble. They went to the king. The king was like a case of poet. And they said, listen, look what is happening here. Because we didn't keep the religion and we were close to you, they're charging us. So he called Rabbi Kivi Eger in. Told Rabbi Kivi Eger, what is going on here? You have to buy him at the right price, like everyone else. How are you overcharging him? So Rabbi Kivi Eger told him, I'll tell you. We didn't believe that it's Tchias HaMeisim. So we believe that in a couple days everyone wakes up. So Be'etzem, the price that we charge is very low. It's rent for a couple days. Max, a couple thousand years. 6,000, it's over by us. So, small price, 500 rubles is enough. But the person that is malve beribis and do all the averis doesn't get up to Tchias HaMeisim. He's buying it for good. For good, a stack of 500,000. So the king liked it and he told him, give it, say that, no. He could stay. It's the right price for this person. So I say, they say, oh, look from Rabbi Kivi Eger. There's a pasuk in our parsha. V'chiyomu chochicho v'nimkar lecho lo yisar v'id bo yavoy das evet. You're not allowed to work lo yisir de boy beperech. Then the pasuk is mamshich. כסוח ראשונה בשונה יהיה עם חול העיר דבר בפרח ואם לא יגואל באלה ויוצא בשנס היובל כי לי בני ישראל עבודים עבוד היום אשר רוצה ישראל יישא מארץ מצרים. So the פוסק says it twice. חופי פוסק למתס וחיום וחוכיחו עמך ונמכר לכל איסאווי בעבוד הסבת כי עבוד היום אשר רוצה ישראל יישא מארץ מצרים. להסיר דבר בפרח, ואם לא יגואל באלה, ויוצא בשנה השביעית. כי לבני ישראל, עבוד היום. So the pasuk says בעצם two dinim. one din loy sir de boy beferech, ki avod ayem. And if he's not nigal be'eile, he's yoytze be'yoyvel. Ki avod ayem. The Yonis ibn Azir says, lo yisparik be'eile, arum dilin inu bnei Yisrael, mishtab din lo yiraise inu. Pirush Yonison explains, Pirush Yisrael mishubodim letirosi, le'egaz bo'yimom ve'laylo, le'shmoiro ve'la'avoid lo, ve'lo yla'avoid as perech. So the Pirush Yonison learns that pshat in the Yonison ibn Azir, be Hashem, that these two halachas, lo'yisir debo'y beperech, ki libnei Yisrael avodim, לאיסיר דבי בפרח, כי ליבני ישראל עבודים. And, הדו יויצה ביובל, כי ליבני ישראל השתבנו לבוית בירייסה. The Maharal explains that every person has to have two שיעבודים לתאירה. One, he brings down a Gemara. See, בסוילום, the Gemara says, an Eruvin, שחוירו אני, במי אתו מויצה סדרי תירה, במי שמשכים ומערי בביס המדרש. ומי שמשכיר פונו ועליהם כאוירב. מורו סז, מי דכסיב קוטן וגודל שום, ועבד חופשי מהדוינוב, כל המקטין עצמו על דברי תירה בוילום הזה, נעשה גודל בוילום הבא. כל המסים עצמו כעבד על דברי תירה בוילום הזה, נעשה חופשי לוילום הבא. זוג דמערה לסטושי הבודים פלוים דתירה. One shibud is to maktin atzmoi, not to be embarrassed to go to S, not to play kovet, just to sit and learn, and not to look for your own kovet. And as a second shibud, to learn day and night. Ki tzorich shi'odom dovek b'teire legamre. Gam lo yizke odom l'teire at she'yishab et sichloi. These are the two things. Kol ha'maktin atzmoi, na'ase chofshi lo ilom abo, kol ha'maktin atzmoi. שום קוטן וגודל עבד חופשי מהדוינוב. כל המקטין עצמו דברתיר נעשה גודל בעולם הבא, וכל המסים עצמו כעבד הדברתיר נעשה חופשי לעולם הבא. These are the two things, זוג דמערל. As avoid as perech, it means low, but we're not allowed to do to עבד, that he will feel small, and that he is not forever, he has to be free. These are the two things, כי עבוד היהם. You can't מקטין his נשומה, because he has to be makdina to me, not to you. And he can't work forever because he's meshubit to me. This is the, Chazal say, David HaMelech says, Ribbono shel Olam, eini kemalchei u'maaseh Olam, shehem, they wake up, b'shor shlishi, loshon ha'gemara, ve'ani, b'chatzos laila okum lo'idos lecho, ve'lo'yoid, sheyodem meluchlochis bedam, וכל דובר אני שואל את מפיבוי שסרבי יופי אוי רייסי נגמור עושה את מפיבוי שסרבי זאת רשי תעצום את איזה יוצא I'm wrong and I will be embarrassed this is the reason it's called מפיבוי שס so this is what דוד המלך says everyone sleeps I don't sleep and I'm embarrassing myself I go to ask I'm not embarrassed so this is the two things כליב מישראל עבודים עבוד היום ולא יעבודים לעבודים they're משובת to the תירה This is what a person has to. Be'etzem, Sforim state that this was Yemei Asfira. It's a long zach, it's not the time now. That when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they felt free. In Mitzrayim, they were meshubed beruach ubezman. Worked 24 hours and was avoid as perech. And the Sfira was be'etzem to make them free, but they really have to be mishtabed to Hashem. This was the Maharal explains, this was the Yemei Asfira, really to hold on to the Shibud and to take it really to Hashem. It's Mavur and Sforim also that this is one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael or Meshubed and Mitzrayim, that they were used to Be'etzem, that it could be a Musig of Shibud, part of the Kura Barzel and Mitzrayim. And this was the Sfira to pull it, to connect it. Maharal explained, this was the Oimek Achet, Shalinoagu Kovet Zebeze. The opposite, the fakert maktin atzmoi, shloi noagu kovit ze beze, was missing in divretei fakert. Everyone is maktin atzmoi to the sheni, and not wanting for the sheni. This was the etzema dovo. just want to finish with Rabbi Yehine. Shaila, if it's not halacha or not, but Rabbi Yehine paskens, you have to notice Rabbi Yehine, Shal Shlishi, Oy Samach, ובאחיך בני ישראל איש באוכיב לא יסיר דבוי בפרח לא ישתבד אודום בחברוי ואם אימוסוי עליהם if you know if your friend is scared from you אוי שהם בוישים they embarrass you're in your room and you know that that new roommate will be embarrassed to say no לא יצא ולא יסוי לעשיס קטנו או גדוי לו אלו לרצוינו ותויאלתו ואפילו, and even to warm for him a cup of coffee. Something. To ask him a favor, buy me something. Zogt, you're on the Easter for the seal the boy before. Even before she asked of a father to a son, or after that, I'm not going now, if a father is allowed to do it to his son, yeah? Well, then, you know, it's like, yeah, to every father, yeah? Doesn't take out the garbage, you know he doesn't want. You know, take out the garbage, yeah. So Yishai, if you ever want to, I'm not going into that child, but to your friends, the Shari Tshuva learns, you know, in yeshivas, it's very wichtig to know this halacha. A new roommate comes, a new guy, he doesn't feel comfortable from the crowd. You know, we call it in English, take advantage, yeah. There's a lav doy raisa azay zog the Shari Tshuva, ubeachichem leisrael ish beochiv leisir devoy beferech. And not only bad things, even lehochem loymaim, atzloiches. So the mafoshim has not arichus. Pashtes the isur leisir beferech. When you have a slave, you're allowed to ask him to do things. You're only not allowed to ask him to do things that it's not pass for you to do or to build. And here the Rabbi Yehine says that every little favor that he asks from someone, you're even on the isur for leisir beferech. But it's pashut. When someone is a worker by you. So when you ask him to do something, for this he's a worker. But someone that is not a worker by you, when you ask him to do something that he doesn't have to do and he's doing because he's not comfortable, you're breaking this person. You take advantage, you're social, abusing him social. And this is a lav zogt Rabbi Yehine leisir deboy beferech. Say, so. But that's the answer, my halacha.